Happy Monday, my friends. What? It's not Cy Kellett still. It's true, my friends. It's true, you boys. It is not Cy Kellett. It is Chris Check sitting in for Cy Kellett. Cy is still under the weather, but we were in touch with him over the weekend, and he is improving, and we're praying he will be back in this chair tomorrow, so keep praying for that. But again, one more day at least of Chris Check, president of Catholic Answer, sitting in for Cy Kellett. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to talk about the Eucharist, communion, presence, and sacrifice with Dr. Larry Feingold, who teaches at the Kenrick Seminary in St. Louis. Absolutely first-rate mind and first-rate speaker, and in fact, one of the speakers for our conference coming up in September. More information at CatholicAnswersConference.com. In the first hour, however, a very popular guest, and I was just saying to him before we went live that whenever he is on, the host has an easy job because we always get tons of calls. So welcome to Catholic Answers Live, Gary Zimak. How are you? Did I get the accent right? Is it Zimak, Zimak? Where do you put the accent there?
Either it's Zimak, but some people say Zimak. So as long as you're in the ballpark, Chris, I'm okay.
Okay,
with
see,
that.
Look, see, this. You, see, you don't worry about anything.
I don't.
Even whether people pronounce your name incorrectly. Gary, you... of course, last time you were on, we were talking about the great work that you do surrounding your book called "Give Up Worry for Lent," all the retreats that you run, or parish missions, if you will, that you run during Lent. But you've got a new book out, "Let Go of Your Fear: Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times." So let me ask you. What needed to be said beyond give up worry for Lent? These sound like very similar themes.
Yeah, you know, and first, Chris, I just want to thank you because you and I don't get a chance to talk that much on the air. I just want to say how grateful I am to Catholic Answers for having me on so many times. It's such an honor. It really is. You guys were instrumental in my conversion, even before I got into full-time ministry. I spent a lot of time listening to Catholic Answers Live, so thank you for having me.
Oh, you're good. You're good to say that. I believe that you do. And one of the most edifying, and see, now my hair is standing up a little bit. You can't see because of my jacket, but one of the most edifying things about my job as president of Catholic Answers are all of the good people that we get to work alongside of in the vineyard. And mm-hmm. I and you are a deeply hopeful and holy man, and I think you're also a natural optimist. Now you can correct me if I'm wrong. There, we'll come to that. I can't say the same of myself, and so every now and then, or more than I care to, I kind of see what I call turf battles in the vineyard. Yeah. So maybe you've seen some of this yourself. And whether it's in the institutional church and within the hierarchy and parishes, or just among the many, many apostolates and ministries that are out there. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, this is not what Jesus wants. I'm always careful when I say what Jesus wants and doesn't, because he did not appear to me and say this, but I feel pretty confident in saying this isn't what Jesus wants. He actually wants his apostolates in his church to work alongside one another. And so what a joy it is for me to have someone like you and your ministry there at followingthetruth.com and the great work that you're doing for so many souls. And truth be told, Gary, the work that you do, so when we think about Catholic Answers, we kind of think of our work in terms of concentric circles. And at the core of that, at the center of that, is, you know, the strict apologetics, right? The defense of what the Catholic Church teaches and why she teaches it from Scripture, from natural reason, from the Fathers. But the reality is that our concentric circles expand very much into the world of pastoral care, spiritual direction as well. And it would be wrong for us not to move in these circles. But when we need to, which is often, we need to turn to people like you. The guys on my staff, they're apologists, right? And they're great at what they do. But right. you are so good at what you do. And so it's just really edifying to me, and it's a joy. It just fills me with a lot of happiness, a lot of joy that the Catholic Answers is able to work alongside you. And so, yeah, we're thrilled to have you on the air.
You are so kind to say that. And I have to say, I do have to correct you a little bit, Chris. I am not a natural optimist. I am a pessimist and a skeptic by nature, believe it or not.
Well, then we're going to get along well.
And yeah, but you know what? The Lord has literally transformed my life. I've struggled with anxiety. I'm always trying to be as transparent as I can with my weaknesses. But I struggled for years, lost, a lukewarm Catholic, always going to Mass, but no real relationship with Christ. And, you know, one day through sort of a medical situation, I got desperate and I turned to him. And that's when I first discovered Catholic Answers many years ago. And you guys helped me so much to get to know Christ as a person. And you're absolutely right. Initially, I thought, well, I'm going to be the next Scott Hahn. That's what I want to be. But there is a Scott Hahn.
Right.
He does it much better than I could do.
Yes.
So I really feel the Lord has me on this path to just make him real and to bring hope to people in hopeless, seemingly hopeless situations. People like me who just don't see Jesus being that real. This has always been my struggle. My problems were always more real than Jesus. And then one day, Chris discovered, wow, he's real. He can help me. He can give me peace. And that, honestly, I've been in full-time ministry for 10 years now. That's the focus. That's the focus of my ministry.
Let me put a semicolon right there, and because I have to say the phone number. See, if Cy were hosting, he would have said this phone number four or five times already. But you've got the second string in here. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. 888-31-TRUTH. To talk to my guest, Gary Zimak, about anxiety, about worry, about fear, about all these things that our Lord does not, that all of us experience, and that our Lord does not want us to experience. This we know, because he said as much. He said, I want you to have my peace so that you may have my peace, if I'm quoting him correctly there. So 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. So Gary, let me just, I want to go back to your story, but let me actually put this to you. Who, what kind of people should call in this hour?
Chris, I would say anybody who needs some hope. That's why this book was written. That's why I wrote
this
book.
That's everybody listening.
Right? Anybody who is afraid and is looking, who is in the middle of the storm. This book centers on the two storms at sea, as documented in the Gospels. And I take a detailed look at those storms with the intent of giving hope to somebody who's looking at darkness and saying, how is this going to turn out? There's biblical precedent that even in the midst of the storm, Jesus can appear and turn your situation around. So I'm saying anybody who's feeling hopeless, discouraged by what's going on in their life, in the country, in the world, which again, there's a lot of people right now, that's who should call in. And let's talk about it. I'm somebody who struggles with this. I'm an anxious person by nature, but the Lord gives me peace.
Yeah, glory. All right. Well, my friends, who here is listening today that does not suffer from anxiety to one degree or another and another, probably the pure phlegmatics who are listening, Gary, and they're just like, oh no, yeah. I feel great all the time. But okay, setting aside that segment, and you're welcome to call in and tell us how you're at peace. We want to hear from you. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Something in your life, my friends, is disturbing your peace. Something is causing you anxiety. Perhaps it is an external set of circumstances over which you feel you have no control, like a storm, right? Maybe the storm is inside. Maybe it comes from some sadnesses in your past, sadnesses with relationships. Maybe your anxiety has something to do with the lack of progress that you feel you're making in your own spiritual life, and you just feel a kind of dryness, or you just feel completely arrested in your progress towards growing close to Jesus Christ. Well, maybe it's work-related, financial-related. Maybe you're concerned about the political environment or the economic environment, or frankly, my friends, just the cultural decay. I mean, Gary, let's talk about that for a second. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884 to talk to Gary Zemeck. Gary, when you look at the world right now, and the cultural indicators, as the think tanks in Washington D.C. like to say, the one that I look at is marriage. I look at this all the time. Marriage is at an all-time low, and it's not just divorce. It's just non-marriage. It's just people not getting married. And this isn't, and Catholics are not immune to this. Catholics are marrying at a lower rate ever than in history, or at least in the history of our nation since they've been keeping this data. And I think to myself, well, how do you have a civilization without marriage? You have to.
Right,
yeah, you need marriage. So this is something that I'm, you know, that I'm anxious about. But if it isn't marriage, maybe it's all of the disorder in the culture, the really angry people marching in the streets and this kind of thing. And all of these things can give people a lot of anxiety. 888-318-7884. What do you tell people who are anxious about the state of the culture? Which, let's be frank, it's troubling.
Exactly. I think the main thing to keep in mind, Chris, is that there are some things that are beyond our control, and that the Lord is in charge. So He's always in control, and that's a mindset that we have to really work on, to recognize that there are certain things that I can't control. And you know what? They're the things I get anxious about, because if I can control things, I'm going to fix them and I'm not going to worry about them. So it's the recognition that I can't control some things. But what can I control? And I think that's really has to be our focus. That's my focus. Sometimes I need to turn the news off.
Yeah.
I have to start my day with prayer. I don't start my day by scrolling my Facebook feed like I used to be, because that's a guaranteed way to get anxious.
Yes.
So I start my day in prayer, read some scripture, me and the Lord have a conversation. My wife and I, you talk about marriage, we started about a year ago during COVID and the pandemic, the lockdown, to pray together. We never did that before. What a blessing that's been.
Yep.
And, you know, I mentioned in the book, Chris, that my wife struggled with horrible anxiety at the beginning of the pandemic, and it was for her a huge conversion experience. So the Lord used that storm to not only draw her closer to Him, but to draw her and I closer together. But it's a matter of accepting the things we can't control and controlling the things we can. I can control my prayer life. I can control turning the TV off or limiting my internet exposure.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing that's important to remember. Do the things we can, not the things we can't.
I want to we take a break here, Gary, and we're starting to get calls. The lines are filling up, my friends.
Sure.
888-318-7884. Are you feeling hopeless? Are you feeling anxious? Are you worried? Are you fearful? Are you any of these things? Our Lord does not want you, my friends, to feel these things. He doesn't desire that. He said as much. He said, I'm here to bring you my peace so that you may have my peace, right? So if you're feeling these things, we're going to help you. I'm not. Gary is. We're going to help you out of these. 888-318-7884. We're going to take a quick break. Gary, when we come back, I want to drill down especially on this, because you mentioned I don't begin my day anymore with the Facebook scroll, right? I want to come to this question especially of the exacerbating and enervating effect on the modern communication technology. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. My friends, we have extended the deadline for the early bird special for the Catholic Answers Conference all the way to Sunday, July 31st. We did this because we know that a lot of people right now are anxious and they're not sure they can make plans. We want as many people to come to the Catholic Answers Conference as possible. It's September 22 to 25 here in beautiful San Diego, a great time to come to San Diego. We have a beautiful hotel, an amazing room rate, $160 a night, something like that. And we don't make any money on the conference, my friends. It is underwritten by good people who want us all to be there. So we're making it as inexpensive as we can for as long as we can. So join us. It's on the Eucharist. We're uniting with the bishops in the second hour. We're going to be talking to Larry Feingold about the Eucharist. We're uniting with the Catholic bishops to get the American faithful restored and enthusiastic, not only about their devotion to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, but also their ability to say why we believe in the central tenet of our faith. And by the way, as Gary, I know you can testify, there's so much peace to be found in the Eucharist there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So CatholicAnswersConference.com, CatholicAnswersConference.com, enter the code early to save $50 when you register now at CatholicAnswersConference.com. Right back after this.
Catholic Answers Live.
The Aquinas Writing Advantage Program is part of Homeschool Connections' set of online courses for your Catholic homeschool. Homeschool Connections' website is homeschoolconnections.com.
EWTN is now on Twitter. Get short, timely messages from EWTN on your computer or cell phone. It's easy to stay up to date on a wide variety of topics. Pro-life news, Vatican announcements, catechesis, apologetics, the latest EWTN programming, and more. You can link to EWTN on Twitter from our homepage or go to twitter.com/EWTN. At work, at home, at school, and on the road. Stay connected to your world with EWTN's Twitter page.
Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884. Chris Check sitting in for Cy Kellett. Cy will be back, my friend. Cy is still with us. He is getting better. Please keep praying for him. He is he's struggling a little bit, and I know he's very, very grateful for your prayer. So keep him in prayer with your prayer and God's help and his amazing immune system. He will be back in this chair, we hope, tomorrow. 888-318-7. And thank you for your patience in putting up with me for a week here. 888-318-7884. 888-31-TRUTH. Catholic Answers Live. My guest, Gary Zimak. We're talking about worry. We're talking about fear. We're talking about anxiety, talking about stress, all these things that our Lord does not want you to have. Gary, the author of Give Up Worry for Lent, and more recently, Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. He's here to help you. Gary, before the break, I mentioned that I wanted to bring up this one thing, and then we're going to go to calls. We got a lot of good calls here. A couple lines open, sure. My friends, 888-318-7884. I have felt since, I'm just going to tell you this, since before the iPhone, so even in the days of just, you know, flip phones, but so in the early days of internet and chat rooms and things of this nature, email, long before the social media, long before the iPhones, long before the Twitter feed, I sensed that apart from, you know, the misinformation aspect of it, apart from the way that these technologies can atomize us and abrade human relationships, but they just kind of always have us on edge. They're enervating. In fact, yeah. I get that word, Gary, from a document that was published by the Pontifical Council on Education. You're not going to believe this. In the 1980s, about the education of seminarians in the modern media. So we're talking about radio, TV, movies, records, cassette tapes, and yet even then, the Holy See recognized that these guys couldn't sit still. You know, they couldn't sit still. Seminarians are having trouble sitting still and having a conversation because these media just kind of always keep us on edge, you know? And that's and now as they said, it's sort of been like a Pandora's box, the way they proliferate. And I just think they really work on people's nerves.
Yeah. And you know, we talk about what we can control, what we can't control. We can, Chris, control our media consumption, you know, and it does make a difference. It does make a difference because when I – and it, look, it took me years to really – to make this decision to limit my exposure. It makes a difference when I start my day by opening up my Bible and reading about Jesus performing miracles or God getting – bringing his people through one situation after another. All of a sudden – my hopeless outlook on life, the doom and gloom outlook, begins to change. And I begin to think that, well, wait a minute, God's powerful. Jesus loves me. He can handle this. And then if I, you know, then if I start looking at what's going on in the world, then all of a sudden I have a different perspective. And I think it's so important to regulate the media, our media consumption. It has made a huge difference in my life.
Yeah, very good. Shall we take some calls, Gary?
Let's do it. I'd love to.
888-318-7884. 888-318-7884 to talk to Gary's Mac. Let's go to Jennifer in Florida on 100.1 FM. Jennifer, welcome to Catholic Answers Live. How can we help today?
Hi. I listen to your show a lot, and I usually don't ask for help. I've been in this thing for 15 years with my daughter. She's diagnosed with bipolar, and she's been in and out of the hospital for 15 years, sometimes 5, sometimes 20 times a year, and it's always life and death situations. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know how much longer I can do it. My heart is not good, my physical heart. I've had a stroke and 2 heart attacks, but I'm healthy otherwise, and I just don't know. I don't know what the higher purpose is. It just won't end.
Sure. Oh, God bless you, Jennifer. I'm so glad that you called. Because I know Gary's going to be able to help some here.
You know, Jennifer, first of all, I want to let you know that I'm going to be praying for you. And I know thousands of people who are listening are going to be praying
that
for you,
true.
Too. So I'm so glad. Right, Chris? I mean, that's...
Well, that is the Catholic Answers Live audience. They are. They're marking it down in their little books right now. They're adding Jennifer to their list. Yep.
And here's the thing, Jennifer, as a parent myself, and I can't imagine what you're going through. And I want to let you know right off the bat that I'm not a medical professional or a therapist. I'm an evangelist. I'm a guy who has struggled with anxiety, but I have dealt with many mental health professionals because of the topics that I discuss. But I can give you the perspective of a father, of somebody who's struggled with anxiety, of someone who has struggled with the feeling of hopelessness. In other words, why am I praying? Because it doesn't feel like anything is going to change. That is so common. That is something that I struggle with. But that is something I have learned to push past. And, you know, it's really what I find to be the simple answer is continue to pray for your daughter, for your own, your perseverance, and also to push past almost the hopelessness and remind yourself. And this is why scripture can be so helpful, that with God, all things are possible, even if it doesn't feel like it. And I know how hard that is, but feelings are not facts. And that's something I learned a long time ago. And I found that the Holy Spirit can be really helpful with that. I pray every day at the beginning of the day, Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, please control my emotions. Please give me hope. Please help me to think and speak and act like Jesus. And please make Jesus and the Father more real to us. All of those, my wife and I say that prayer every morning because that's one of the Holy Spirit's functions to help us with that. But I would say go through the motions if you have to, because prayer, belief in God, choosing to trust, choosing to let go of your fear, it really is an act of the will. I know it's hard, but continue to pray and know that I'm going to be praying for you and for your daughter, and so many others are going to pray as well.
How's that, Jennifer?
And I appreciate that. And I, you know, he's answered a lot of prayers, even within the journey it's really been a journey of hell. He's answered a lot of prayers. It's just that I feel like it's demonic. I feel like this is a spiritual attack, and that if she doesn't come out of sin, that it's just going to continue.
Gary?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I will say this. I mean, you know, not knowing the situation, I do know Satan loves stories like this, because he's going to try to get in your ear and tell you, Jennifer, this is hopeless. Why are you bothering? Why is, it's never going to get any better. He's a liar. And, you know, honestly, he is a liar. And we often don't know. Sometimes we're never going to know why the Lord allows us to go through these storms, other than the fact that he wants to increase our faith and to help us to trust in him. I'm going to continue to pray, as I said, and I know others are going to pray as well. Just continue to move forward knowing that he can do all things.
Jennifer, that music means we got to take a hard break. But as Gary said, I will be praying as well. And the listeners of Catholic Answers Live will be praying. Please call in again. Please call in again. And thank you for listening. Right back after this. Have you enrolled in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics? Let me ask you a more important question. Do you believe as a Catholic that you have an obligation to share the Catholic faith? In fact, the Church has answered this question, and the answer is that all confirmed Catholics are obliged to share the faith. It's actually in canon law. Catholic Answers is here to help you fulfill that obligation. Our School of Apologetics courses will equip you to help all the people you come in contact with understand what the Church teaches and why. A great place to start is with all the Catholics in your life. Learn the art of apologetics from the best of the best and start sharing the gospel today. Visit schoolofapologetics.com. That's schoolofapologetics.com. Here's a question. Is it really possible to be friends with someone who died 2,000 years ago? Maybe the problem is that we've grown way too comfortable with the story of Jesus. Nice man, right? Taught us to love one another, said not to judge people. We celebrate his birthday every year. It's time to put away this small, safe version of Jesus, says Cy Kellett. Nobody that bland could have transformed the world. In A Teacher of Strange Things, Cy presents Jesus Christ undiluted by sentiment, with all his radical words and deeds uncensored. Do you know someone, your son or daughter perhaps, or maybe your mom or dad, who needs the friendship of Jesus Christ? Do you? Order your copy of A Teacher of Strange Things by visiting shop.catholic.com today or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Matt Swaim here. Tomorrow on the Sunrise Morning Show, we'll talk to Father Boniface Hicks about what it means to abide in Christ. Plus all the latest news, weather, sports, and more. Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
We're talking about fear, worry, anxiety, stress, and the antidote to those, our Lord's peace. My guest, Gary Zemak. Gary, in a situation like Jennifer's, it seems to me that friends are very important. We tend to think of friends as, you know, things that are people that are nice to have around, and they, you know, we enjoy spending time with them and things like that. But friendship actually is a virtue. You know, to borrow from the thread that you've been running here since we started, being a friend to someone is an act of the will. It's a willful act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hugely important when it comes to things like anxiety, because the worst thing that we can do, and I know this because I have a tendency to do this, is to withdraw into ourselves when we're struggling or when we're feeling hopeless. I can't tell you how many times my wife is such a blessing to me. When I'm struggling, she always reassures me, hey, you know, it's going to be okay. We're going to pray about it. We're going to take it one day at a time. And the two of us are best friends, but it's so important to not tackle these problems alone. And that's why, you know, Chris, that's one of the good things. Sometimes people might feel isolated, but what you guys are doing here at Catholic Answers, you have a show like Catholic Answers Live where people can call in and say, sure, hey, I'm struggling with this, right? And then you get to be friends to people who really might need that support. So,
yeah.
You know, very important.
And for anyone listening, if you're aware, of course, that someone is suffering from fear or from anxiety, God is asking you to perhaps step up your game as far as the virtue of friendship is concerned, and to be there for them, and He'll show you what that means. Yeah. Let's go to Dee Dee in Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130 EWTN satellite radio. Dee Dee, welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hi.
How are you doing, Dee Dee?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. How can we help?
Well, I've got a 15-year-old daughter who is a very big believer. She participates in, like, youth ministry stuff at church. She's been to NCYC and had a great experience, but she still struggles with anxiety and depression.
Mm.
And I'm just trying to figure out something different to tell her to help her with that.
Yeah, so anxiety and depression are something that comes for all of us, Gary, it seems, but, you know, 15-year-old girls maybe a particularly vulnerable demographic set there.
Yeah, definitely. Dee Dee, first of all, I want to let you know I'm going to be praying for you and for your daughter, and I really believe that those prayers are going to make a difference. And I would invite anybody else listening to pray for the situation as well. As I was saying to the last caller, however, I am not a medical professional, so I always have to say that. But I deal with a lot of therapists, a lot of Catholic psychologists, and this is a very common topic that has come up. I witnessed it with my own wife during the stages of the COVID pandemic. Her anxiety was through the roof. It was completely illogical. It was, you know, and she had a strong faith, and we prayed through it. I have discovered that there are times, and this is the advice I've gotten from the professionals, there are times when anxiety is a biological condition and it needs treatment by a professional. And that is totally okay, you know, and you know, there are organizations, Catholic therapist organizations, that recommend people. That is, don't rule that out, and I'm sure you're not. Doesn't mean you have a weak faith. It means the Lord heals in many different ways.
How's that, Dee Dee?
Well, she does have a therapist that she's gone to.
Okay, good.
Good.
Good. That's a start. And, you know, Dee Dee, the best thing you can do is to pray for her and to support her. And it sounds, I can hear by the sound of your voice that you're doing that. And it's so hard as a father, as a husband. It kills me to watch my loved ones suffer because I'm a fixer. I just want to fix it. And I think the Lord sometimes wants me to just place them, my family members, in His hands, you know, because He loves them more than I do. That's a hard thing for people who love, right? I mean, you know that, right? But I found that to be very helpful, to just let them go.
Thank you for calling, Dee Dee. Please call back anytime. 888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH. Of course, Gary, one of the things Dee Dee can take a great deal of comfort in is the reality that her daughter is it has an active faith life, that she has an active prayer life, an active sacramental life. And in fact, you tell me if I'm wrong here, the fact that not only is this something that she's experiencing personally, but she's living an apostolic life. She's making an effort in team ministry to bring Jesus Christ to her peers.
Right. And, you know, Chris, by doing that, by having that active faith life, and Dee Dee, you can attest to this, I'm sure, that by doing that, she's got all kinds of grace headed her way, you know, and I'm someone who has struggled with anxiety throughout my life. And my anxiety has—it's been painful, but it's brought me closer to the Lord, because I was out of options, and I had to turn to Him. So, you know, your daughter's getting that grace, and grace. There's something peaceful about grace, but often it takes time, and it's a battle. But you know, the prayers are doing something.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling, Dee Dee. 888-318-7884. Chris Check sitting in for Cy Kellett. My guest, Gary Zemeck, 888-318-7884. Gary, I appreciate your, I don't know if you actually said it on the air or you said it when we were at the hard break there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember now, but you, something to the effect that we continue to pray because we know we have this promise from our Lord. We know that He works miracles, and we continue to pray even though in many of our lives we don't experience, you know, the signs and wonders.
Yeah.
And a lot of us want that. I mean, a lot of us want to, you know, have a message from the Blessed Virgin, or just a miraculous kind of all-consuming feeling of peace that's suddenly going to come over us, or we can describe this in thousands of different ways, but that is not signs and wonders are part of our history. They're in Scripture, I understand.
Yeah.
But that's not really part of the regular course of human Christian experience, is it?
That's a great point, Chris. And I'm a signs and wonders guy. I love signs and wonders. I would love to get signs and wonders. That's what I feel like. But I think more often than not, that's not what we're going to get. I think the Lord gives us the miracles, the signs and wonders, the miraculous healings when we need them, you know, not when we want them. I have 24-year-old twin daughters who had a 10% chance of being born alive. They're healthy. You know, they were healed.
Oh, praise God.
They had very little chance. That changed my wife and I drastically because we've seen miracles. And here's what I would say about that. As much as I like signs and wonders, and I've told the Lord, Lord, I need a miracle. I need you to come through with something big. More often than not, He has just changed my heart. He answered that prayer not by providing what I wanted, but by changing my heart to have greater belief in Him. That's what the gift of faith is all about. Faith is given to us so that we have the capacity to believe that what God revealed is true. So that if He says, with me, nothing is impossible, I might not feel it, but faith allows me to say, yeah, I'm going to go with my intellect is going to tell me through faith that nothing is impossible with God. And as far as you mentioned signs and wonders in the Bible, sometimes focusing on those pre-existing signs and wonders, those miracles that have happened throughout salvation history, that's enough to remind me that God can do all things.
Right.
You know, my miracles are already documented throughout the pages of the Bible.
Yes, they are. Well said. 888-318-7884. A couple of lines open to talk to Gary Zemeck. Let's go to Hannah in Mobile, Alabama, listening on Archangel Radio. Hannah, welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, for sure.
So my question is, I am in training to be a child counselor.
Oh, God bless you.
So I'm doing my clinical intern. Thank you. I'm doing my clinical internship now. And I mean, I'm going to be working with a lot of kids who have gone through some pretty horrific stuff.
Yeah.
And in school, they're teaching us, this is what you do for your mental health. This is what you do for your physical health. But they're not teaching us what you do for your spiritual health and to protect that and to protect your relationship with God from becoming hopeless. So it's not something I'm dealing with yet, but I was just wondering if there was any advice you could give me on what I could do now to prevent myself from getting to that point, because I do struggle with a lot of anxiety and I want to do the forework so I don't have to do the after work, if that makes sense.
Boy, great question, Hannah.
That is a great question, Hannah. And you know, I think you kind of answered your own question in a sense that you're being grounded in your faith is probably the best thing that you can do. And because you're it's easy to become hopeless. It's easy to become hopeless unless you almost have to do I go through a series messages, almost self-talk that I do every day. When I start my prayers, I always say, all right, when I pray to the Father in the morning, I say, all right, Father, I know you're with me. I know you can see me. I know you can hear me. I know that you can do all things. I know that you love me. And I almost have to remind myself of that every day, because everything I run into in life, the problems, the difficulties, they all can easily become overwhelming. So I think a faith life is important. Make sure you try to read some scripture every day. Make sure you spend a little time in prayer. The sacraments are great if you're able to get to the daily mass on a regular basis, or, you know, if that's possible. But just to have that connection with the Lord, and really to also ask the Holy Spirit to help you and go with you, and to take away any feelings of hopelessness that we may encounter, because those feelings are going to come. And you almost have to talk yourself out of it and say, no, I feel hopeless. But as I said earlier in the show, feelings aren't facts. I feel hopeless, but I know this situation is not hopeless. Hannah, I'm going to be praying for you, because that's an incredibly great ministry that you're going to be involved with.
Yeah, God bless you, Hannah. How's that? Is that helpful?
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you, dear.
Sure. You're welcome.
888-318-7884. A couple lines open. My friends, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do, I'm going to remind you that the Catholic Answers Conference on the Eucharist this year, I am with you always. You are going to deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ in the Eucharist because of this conference, and you are going to get better at explaining the Eucharist so that you can bring other souls to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. This is what he wants you to do. This is what all the sacraments lead to the Eucharist. Jesus wants to use you as a conduit to bring other people to the Eucharist. Our conference is going to help you get better at that and deepen your own faith. As the Romans used to say, nemo dat quod non habet. What does that mean? No one gives what he does not have. So first, we're going to help you deepen your own faith in the true presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And then we're going to help you bring others to that presence. This September, 22 to 25, here in beautiful San Diego, a great lineup of speakers: Bishop Papraki, a great defender of the Eucharist from Springfield, Illinois. Look him up. Long before San Francisco was laying down the law with the politicians, Bishop Papraki was in Springfield, Illinois. CatholicAnswersConference.com. Save $50 between now and the end of July by registering with the promotion code EARLY. Right back after this.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God.
I just want to share that 5 years ago, my lovely warrior princess and saint of a wife and I decided to adopt a little girl through foster care. She is the perfect round out of our family of three boys and her. Yes, there are challenges. Very grateful today for all the blessings that he has shown our family.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884. Gary Zemeck, we are slaughtering the demons of worry, stress, anxiety, fear. Gary, okay, so in all fairness, fear Right. I mean, that's like, that's some, mm-hmm. that's a natural thing for me. If I see a giant California grizzly that's about to eat me. Now, actually, I would not see a California grizzly because they're extinct, but you get the idea. A mountain lion, those are not, while I'm out hiking, right? Fear's good there, right?
Yeah, and God gave us fear. Chris, God gave us fear to protect ourselves. It's a self-preservation emotion that's given to us to let us know there's danger. Let's take some time for me to take some action.
Sure.
The problem is when our fear is disordered, when I'm afraid that God's not going to provide for me, or he's not going to give me the grace to deal with the illness that I've recently encountered, or yeah. the sudden death of a friend, you know, that's when fear can be disordered
yeah.
and fear can cause us trouble. But in and of itself, fear and fear of the Lord is a great thing too. That keeps a lot of us
yes.
out of trouble.
Yes.
Right. So to realize that one day, you know, maybe I should be a little concerned about judgment. That helped me out a lot in the beginning of my conversion. So, yeah, fear's a good thing. We just got to there's good and there's bad types of fear.
Sure. Sure. All right. Say no to disordered fear. Let's go to yeah. Kristen in Washington listening on Divine Mercy Radio. Kristen, welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Well, thank you. I just had to call. This is to the mother that called about the 15-year-old, and I just praying to say the right thing. I'm 73, never been married or pregnant, but I know about life, and I've had, since I've been knew Jesus, that's when I felt condemnation, and I didn't know how to fight it. But if she can't fight it herself, then you as a mother can have your vision, you know, of what, oh gosh, anyway, just you can have it for her.
Oh,
and it's about fighting the darkness. Until I drew a line in the sand, I was always beaten. But you can draw that line because we have the power through Jesus. And I'm going to hang up because obviously I can't handle it. But
oh,
anyway,
Kristen,
bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you for calling, Kristen. So, Gary, it sounds like Kristen really is making manifest here what you've been saying this whole hour, that you need to make an act of the will.
You do. You do. That's what it comes down to, Chris. It doesn't matter if you feel it or not. And, you know, much of what I'm saying sounds really simple, but boy, it is so hard to put into practice,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But it really works. And this is what I've learned through my wife's experience, through my own experience with anxiety. Sometimes it takes time, you know, and I yelled at the Lord, to be honest with you, when my wife was struggling. It's like, okay, Lord, she needs you right now. This will help her to get closer to you. But it was a process. And I think, you know, that patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Patience with others, patience with ourselves, and patience with God. I think it's important for us to remember that.
Yeah, there are two P's here that I'm associating with your work and with this conversation that we're having. Patience right. is one, and perseverance is the other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
boy, are those two in short supply, I can tell you, in my own life. And yet, that's what we're called to persevere and to have patience.
You know, Chris, as I mentioned earlier, been in full-time ministry for 10 years now after 30 years in the software industry. There were many times I wanted to quit, many, many, many times where I said, this is it, no more. And, you know, somehow the Lord would just keep changing my heart or changing circumstances to enable me to persevere. And the same thing with my battle against anxiety, with my discouragement. I tend to get discouraged. But the Lord has helped me with that perseverance. And sometimes he really just depends on me to say, you know what? I am not quitting. I don't care if I ever feel anything again. I'm not quitting.
Oh, yeah.
And even that's the grace that comes from him, I believe.
And perseverance, of course, is like any other virtue. It's the thing that, as you said, well, you go through the motions, or as mm-hmm. the young people say, fake it till you make it, right?
That's exactly right.
I mean, you go through the motions, and then there's that wonderful book by Rudyard Kipling, Captain's Courageous, where— the head of the ship that this very rich and privileged boy has been rescued from in the sea there off the coast of New England, and he makes the point after the boy's been on the ship for a number of months. He said, you know, these young men or these boys, they act like being men until they become men. And so it's the same with any of the virtues. You just you do them and you act them until they become part of your habits, and then they are virtues. And this is what perseverance is, and those are the little rewards that we get. Oh, I'm actually getting better at this. I'm feeling the pain of this less than I did a year ago. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And the Lord will sustain us. And he knows, you know, I've heard it said that he has his hand on the thermostat and just turns up the heat gradually until we can't take it anymore. And then he knows when to intervene and give us what we need. But a lot of times I'm saying, all right, Lord, that's it. I can't take anymore. But he knows that I can take a little bit more and I survive another day.
Yes.
And then, you know, we get to a higher level in our relationship.
Yes. Gary, I want to take a couple more calls here before the hour winds up. But before that, I want to give you a chance to talk about particularly your I'm sure you speak year round, but your Lenten missions in particular, Give Up Worry for Lent, have been very, very popular.
Oh, they have been. I thank you for the opportunity, Chris. And I have some openings for my Give Up Worry for Lent, either a 2 or 3 day parish mission in 2023. And I would love to come out and deliver this message. We spend the second day all about talking about the storms at sea. And the first day, I just, you know, lay the groundwork. Jesus said, do not worry. This mission that I've been doing, and it's become my most popular parish mission, it's designed to bring the people in touch with Jesus. And I get people who come to these missions who have said to me, I don't normally go to church things, but I'm so stressed out that I'm going to give Jesus a chance. So that's what these missions are all about. I also give talks and retreats throughout the year. And now would be a good time, if anybody's interested in booking me for later this year or for next year, to contact me at my website.
How do people get a hold of you?
Followingthetruth.com is the best place. And I love to do it. I'd love to come out there and talk about my story. And it's been very well received.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Followingthetruth.com. Followingthetruth.com. Book Gary for Lenten Mission, or frankly, to come speak any time throughout the year. Let's go to Lorianne in Kansas on Cause of Our Joy Radio. What do you say, Lori? Lorianne?
Hey. Hi.
I'm sorry. I just got caught up there on Cause of Our Joy because Our Lady is so much a part of wanting us to be at peace, isn't she, Gary? Yeah.
Yeah, she really is. She's a big part of my story as well. She'll help us, right?
I cut you off, Lori. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's KKOJ.
Right.
Okay. I did want to say something really quick when you're talking about fear and anger. I always have felt like there's a fine line between fear and anger, and once fear has turned the page to anger, it's really hard to turn back.
Good point.
So we have a lot of, in Kansas on August 2nd, we're doing a vote for the Value Them Both Amendment.
Yeah.
And it has just kind of polarized our small community, you know, neighbor against neighbor, and pro-life signs being torn down, and you know, pro-choice signs being stolen. And so there's a forum on Wednesday night, and it was supposed to be, you know, an open forum and equal sides. And now it seems like our parish priest is going to be the only one there who's going to be pro-life.
Hmm.
And I'm kind of scared. And I don't know what to tell people. So it's just, if you have any advice.
Sure.
You know, one thing, Lorianne, I want to let you know, somebody emailed me about that situation in Canvas, so I did promise my prayers for that, so it's not the first I've heard of this. It's a divided world. It's a divided, you know, people are angry, they're nasty, they're bitter. I think the best thing we can do is to do what we can to love one another, and boy, that's challenging at times, and sometimes it just starts by a lot of prayer. You know, a lot of prayer, a lot of remembering what Jesus said, that we have to love not just the people that love us, but we have to love our enemies. And he's really giving us a chance to prove it right now. And I think we just need to pray for the grace to be able to keep our composure and to not want to say those things that we want to say sometimes.
Yeah. Great advice here from Gary. I would also encourage you and your friends, your pro-life allies there in Kansas, to go to Catholic.com, because in just the last 2 weeks alone since the Dobbs decision, we have put up a super abundance of material to help just ordinary folks like you and me form the pro-life arguments, form the pro-life conversations, I should say, in an erratic and peaceful way. And there's a lot up there, and I would encourage you to go take a look at it. Tanya Travis, I'm sorry that we did not get to you. We're grateful for your calls. Gary Zemeck, thanks for being on the show. We're going to have to get you back on again soon. The books are Give Up Worry for Lent and more recently, Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. Both are available at shop.catholic.com, I'm pretty sure. Right, Gary?
I know the latest one is. I'm not sure about the earlier one.
And then to
Let Go of Your Fear definitely is.
And then to get you on a mission, what's the website?
followingthetruth.com.
Amen. followingthetruth.com. God bless you, Gary. Look forward to the next conversation.
Thanks, brother. God bless you too.
Ciao.